Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Eason here with Dean McMurray, and this is your daily dose of happy. We are so happy you decided to join us today, and two have actually become three today because we have a special guest joining us from the UK, although originally from Canada, Serenity Sam Milton. Sam, we're so glad to have you here. You're looking great. I love the background, by the way. We have a common taste in background. Podcast listeners can't see it, but we both have stars in the background, so that works out really nicely. How are you doing?
I'm so fabulous. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you here. Yeah, this is going to be a fun show. We're going to spend some time getting to know you and hearing your story and all that kind of thing. But before we get started, Dean, I have to give you a little work to do. You think you're ready for that?
No, I think I can do it, maybe.
All right. Okay. Well, we have two requests from people looking for some psychic reading. One of them is actually one of my co-hosts, Alex, who does the Thursday show, and she and herself and also her fiance, Kenny, have sent in requests. And so I'll go with Kenny's first. He says, hi guys, Alex's fiance here. I'm going to keep this quick and to the point. I have court next week and I'm wondering how it will go. Will I be separated from Alex for any amount of time? What do you have for him?
I was just trying to read. Sorry. Here's what I'm feeling with. I'm going to be really honest with Kenny here. Is that it feels like things are hanging in the balance right now, right? And obviously, we understand the future is always unfolding, right? But it feels like it's teetering between, like, if there's new evidence or things brought into the aspect of it's kind of. Right on the aspect of what I feel is not going in his favor. I'd really love to say, yes, it feels great, but quite honestly, it doesn't. And I wish I could really say the contrary to that. But it feels like it's right on that tipping point. So, I don't know if there's some new stuff that can be introduced on his behalf or with his counsel that would speak well for him. But the thing is right now the energy doesn't quite feel supportive for a positive outcome. That would be my.
Okay. I think we should probably also remind him, Alex, I believe already knows this because she's a co-host.
Right.
Your energy makes a big difference.
Well, absolutely. And understand that just because of what I feel today, or what I'm intuitively getting, right? So what I'm getting today, the energy is always moving. Yeah. So what he or somebody else, and so understand with, if somebody's introducing something into the case or something is not admitted or whatever the case is, when we're dealing with people and energy, it's always what somebody does or doesn't do. And then also the outcome of that, right? And the logic just tells you that for crying out loud. But also at the same time is the future is always unfolding. So it's never a steady state. But right now it just doesn't feel so supportive. And that's where, if I was going to go with the energy, it doesn't feel stable on the positive aspect.
One thing I just realized, and I've realized this on countless occasions, I've got to stop using pronouns and start using nouns because otherwise people get really confused what I'm talking about. So when I said your energy, I meant Kenny's energy.
Yeah, right.
Kenny's energy makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
And the energy that he carries before the court date and going into the court date is going to make a gigantic difference. Funny things happen when your energy is right, when you're in alignment. Stuff right. that was supposed to go against you can start going in favor of you.
Right.
People decide to make, out of the blue, they make changes in their decisions about how they're going to behave about a situation simply because you changed your vibration.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. And we see that with sickness. We see that with illnesses. We see that with so many other things, not just beside legal proceedings.
Right.
That, be as positive as you can, even if you're going into a situation that's not so pleasant. Put your best foot forward, your best energy forward, because guess what? You're putting out positive vibrations, you're going to get those back.
Something to keep in mind, too. This is kind of a throwback to Dean's predecessor here on Tuesdays, who was David Strickle, of course, the Stream of David. The stream would often focus on what are our transgressors and what is it going to take for us to let go of them. And in this case, without even knowing the specifics, I can pretty much guess, you know, there's either a party on the other side or the state or some combination like that. And they are currently filling the role of transgressor for you. And you are feeling perhaps transgressed against, even though maybe you did have a role in whatever the situation was. But nevertheless, it doesn't feel good. The fact that these other people are trying to do this stuff to you doesn't feel good. And the challenge to us in those circumstances is to say, you know what? They're doing the best they can. I'm just going to let go of that. I'm just going to let go of the fact that maybe they're not treating me well right now. Maybe I don't like the energy I'm getting from them, but I'm going to let go of that because they're doing the best they can. And if I can let go of that, then I'm getting myself into a higher vibe space. And when I'm in that higher vibe space, I'm going to be in alignment. And when I'm in alignment, they could actually shift what they were originally intending to do.
Absolutely.
It's also the judge in the case. The judge hopefully is coming into this case unbiased. You never really know for sure, but hopefully he or she is. And if you go in with the belief that the judge is going to do the right thing by everyone involved and just feel good things about the judge, then guess what? The judge is going to be more subconsciously conducive to leaning your direction, just regardless of the facts, just because the vibe is right. Get the vibe right with everybody, including the people who you're feeling kind of about, especially for those. If you can let go of that stuff, let go of that feeling and replace it with, they're doing the best they can and start releasing and relaxing all of the angst that you have associated with that, the whole vibe changes. And when that vibe changes, God, crazy stuff happens. My friend Joel Elston, who used to do the show with us, he used to talk about like when he would call into Comcast, or one of the major internet companies, and you're trying to, what it's like, you're dealing with a call center, and it's always the same kind of thing. And if you go in with that call with the idea, oh God, I have to do this call center thing, guaranteed something's going to go against you. It is absolutely guaranteed. And he told a story one time about how that was precise thing was happening. And apparently it was this ongoing thing. This thing kept showing up on the bill that wasn't supposed to show up on the bill. And it had been going on for months and months and months. And he ran into this really, really strong objection because he went into it with this really angry energy. And then he stopped himself and said, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I know better than this. And so before he made his next phone call, he did some things to just get himself in a better place and said, you know what? I'm just going to feel good about this person I'm talking to. And they're going to be so sympathetic. We're just going to work through it. And he got on the phone, called him up, explained the situation in the best, highest vibe place he could be in. And the person solved the problem in 3 minutes. It was done. This thing that had been stretching on literally for 6 months got fixed in 3 minutes because he changed his vibe.
Crazy stuff.
So that's what I would remind Kenny of.
It's interesting, the old adage of the trying to put a square object in a round, or a round peg in a square hole, right, and beating your head over and over and over and over again and going, wait a minute, what am I doing? Why am I trying to match or make energy fit where it's not supposed to fit? Why don't I let go of the expectation that I have around this? And once you're able to let go of that expectation, or what I was just talking with somebody today, in fact, about the box that we construct in our mind, how everything's supposed to fit in a nice little package.
Yeah.
And then when we let go of that ideal and then just allow and just be, some crazy stuff tends to happen. It's kind of crazy cool stuff. I love it. But
Other one is from Alex herself. She also had a request, and if you don't know Alex, I don't think you've had a chance to meet Alex yet, but if you don't know Alex, she has a very down-to-earth, earthy kind of humor. So it was reflected in her message. She says, she's just checking my voicemail from the other side, wondering if I have any messages waiting for me.
Voicemail from the other side. It's interesting because right away, one of the things that I feel is that it's almost like I kept on getting this male energy that was stepping forward, and it felt like an uncle. And one of the things, it was almost like, you know, grabbing her cheek like that and just kind of pinching it in a playful way, but like just making sure you're staying honest, and then just kind of playing with her, like kind of, I don't want to say a family secret, but at the same time, it's like, you know, something that was within the family, like, hey, just want to make sure you're staying honest. And it's like kind of like a wink and a little nod, like, you know what I'm talking about, just, you know, and like, yeah, I love you too type deal. Right. So, but that was the first thing that jumped forward, but, okay. You know, and obviously a lot of love and a lot, but I do want to, one last thing, Walt, with that is a St. Christopher's medallion or like medal or something is one of the things I kept on seeing hanging from a rearview mirror. I don't know if it was recently removed or what's going on, but it's supposed to go back. So, yeah, so don't know what's going on with that, but, you know, put it back.
Now, Alex, I'm sure I have a very interesting tale to tell about that.
I'm sure she will. So, all right. Good.
So good stuff. All right. So we've got the preliminaries under the way. So let's bring Sam in here. And Sam, I don't know if you had anything you wanted to add to what we talked about with Kenny and Alex, but feel free to jump in on that. And if not, we'll get to knowing who you are.
No, I'll just leave your conversation where it was left off. It left off in a lovely, beautiful place there.
Okay. So tell us your story. I mean, because to be honest, I don't know a lot about you other than what you contacted me about when you're one of those few people who was really insistent, like, wow, I really want to be on your podcast. And when I get a message like that, I say, okay, I got to pay attention to this. What's going on here? You know, because it's usually worked out nicely. So tell me who you are and what's this all about.
Well, I'm Serenity Sam. I'm into pure positive energy and the Abraham teachings. And I am a practicing Abrahammer, if that's even a word.
An Abrahammer. Well, we just added to the lexicon, so it's okay.
And, you know, I just really wanted to connect with like-minded souls. I just obviously saw that you're all about the law of attraction. You're all about Abraham as well. And for me, that is just incredibly exciting to connect with other people that understand these teachings and the energy and the power behind it as well. So, you know, I've been practicing for 3 years. I've also practiced the 12 steps previous to that for 21 years. So I have this whole sort of tapestry of working with a higher power or the concept of pure positive energy that started way, 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 way back, through a series of unfortunate events.
We all have that story, I think.
Yeah. You know, I am finding the Abraham teachings in particular absolutely resonating, like I'm on fire with it. So I am taking it that you guys do follow the Abraham teachings.
We draw from a lot of different sources. I mean, Abraham certainly has been one of my influences. We've done with Cindy Chavez, who does the Wednesday show, we've done all the books of Neville Goddard. With Joel, I did Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, and a few other books.
Yeah.
We draw from a lot of different sources. And the way I think all of us here on the show look at, I mean, I can't really speak for Dean here because Dean's been with me now for like, this is like our third or fourth episode. So we haven't done a whole lot of shows together, but I think I can speak for the other co-hosts and say, we go for truth wherever we find it. And if the truth works for us, then we say, great, I'm going to grab that one. I'm going to go with it. We don't say, oh, it's got to be from this source or from that source. It's just, well, right. Source is source. Source energy is source energy. Well, I don't care who's connecting into it. It's still source energy. So that's what we're interested in. What is source having to tell us?
Right. Yeah, well, that is it. Yeah.
I would have to concur, like Walt was saying, is, you know, I resonate with so many different, I guess, you know, teachings or, you know, and publications and everything else. But just there's so many great people out there that, you know, there's not one that, you know, I guess, like you say, you know, connecting to source really is the true essence of self, I guess, or, you know, that information. But yeah, there's so much great energy out there, but, and, you know, the teachings of Abraham and everything else, it is very fascinating, isn't it? The just getting into the inner workings of all that.
Well, yeah, this whole idea that we are creating our own reality,
yeah.
And that, you know, and because I'm also a recovering addict, I mean, I've been analyzing my negative thoughts for a very long time and realizing, that, you know, to be able to switch gears a bit, like you were saying before, as soon as you get into alignment, you get into your pure positive energy zone and you get into a happier state of being, things start manifesting in your favor. You know, and this is the magic of, I guess, what my message is now as well. And I do teach the law of attraction. It's just empowering people to really pay attention to what's going on in the mind and knowing that there is this spiritual connection that we can all tap into. There's this broader perspective. There is this energy and there's this co-creation relationship that we can all really grow in and just receive so much amazing information that will guide you, help you, be your best friend. You know, so this is where I'm up to in myself. I've been working on this relationship with a higher power, with a source, whatever you want to call it, the divine, you know, whatever, the higher self. But it's just expanding and expanding and expanding. The further in you go, I've gone, the bigger it gets, the stronger it gets, the more powerful the manifestations start becoming as well on the outside. You know, really stemming from what is going on in the mind, direct result of what's being thought and how it's being sort of, for lack of better words, corrected. And when I say corrected, it's go into the positive zone. And it's about just releasing that negative energy, exactly what you were saying. So you're making way for this positive momentum to go forward into everything that you love. More and more and more and more. And for me, I'm just interested to see, where can this love take me? That's just so fascinating to me.
My first reaction is, do you think you could be any more enthusiastic? I mean, this is just crazy.
Right? Right? I'll tell you what.
I'm on about a 2 at the moment, Walt.
This is 2? What does 5 look like?
Oh, well, you just wait.
Is it going to break the monitor? I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah, I think so. I think the whole internet's going to go down.
Oh, no. Send your email complaints too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. This is true. This is true.
I love that enthusiasm. That's really great. It's fabulous. And yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, anytime that we bring anybody onto the show and they're showing enthusiasm, that is basically helping to reinforce our primary purpose. I don't know if you remember, but at the top of the show, I said, this is your daily dose of happy. And literally, that's the way we approach it. Every single show is about trying to raise the vibe for ourselves and for our listening audience so that everybody's just in a better space, because that's where creation happens, right? Well, the good creation, the kind of creation we like.
Yeah,
not the creations exactly. We don't like. The ones that we're really good with are the ones that we don't like, that are at the lower vibe. You know, we're really good at those. But we want to be in the high vibe spaces, because that's
absolutely. You know, I'm really into sound and music as well. I'm a musician.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and I create music and I feel is being channeled, for lack of better words. But I go insanely into my happy place with it, like you've just never seen anything like it. I feel as though it is source coming through. And for me, it's been really, really understanding about how this stuff works as well, that it is in a high vibration, and that, you know, this top band of emotions and feelings and vibrations is where the divine is existing. And, you know, for me, I've had to reach into it and let go of all these other things holding me back, all these wonky ideas, things that other people think, all my own limitations, and just absolutely blitz it and be able to really be comfortable being happy again. You know, and that's a weird thing to say, but you know, so many people are so unhappy, and if they're not, really happy people are a rarity, you know, but I've had to personally just really carve out my own space and say, I want happiness in my lifetime. And I've done the work to reach that. So I'm just so excited to share that with people. You know, the message of it, the music of it, the poetry of it, the writings, the videos, the absolutely everything around it. Because I've been through the mill myself, and I've been there. I've suffered from the depression stuff, all of that stuff. And I've had to work through all of those, like, dark forces. And I really do believe, Walt, and sorry, what was your name again?
Dean. Sir? This is Dean.
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 Yep.
Dean.
Yep. Dean. Yep.
Dean. The world is meant to be light and dark. I put hand on heart and I accept it. I've made peace with it. I've made peace with the dark. But I've made a decision to go for the light.
That's a great decision to make. Yeah. That's a powerful decision.
It's a powerful decision, and you've got to make it for yourself. It's a bit like a marriage or something. It's like an oath to, you know, the powers that be that, you know, this is what I want. I understand the dark. I understand that dark is needed. I understand the contrast. You know, I understand the suffering. I understand what is going on out there, but I choose well-being and I choose love and happiness.
You know, as Sam was talking here, Dean, I have something I want to ask you about.
Yeah.
Because as she's talking here, it's clear. I mean, she just raised her enthusiasm level up to a 3. She's going to get 5.
I know.
But we'll stay on the air as long as we possibly can so we can continue the conversation. But as she's enthusing here, I'm reminded of something, and I wanted you to confirm it here because I think it's probably true for you too. People who are psychic or who are channelers, like Esther Hicks or David Strickle, who used to be on the show here, anybody who is in any way connecting to source energy and in some way translating or transmitting it to other humans so that others can kind of share in the messaging, will tell me and have told me in the past when the enthusiasm is high, when the energy is high, when it feels like the whole thing is just soaring, that's when you get your best messages. And I'm guessing the same thing is true for you.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you think about it, anybody that's done any channeling or anything for a number, you know, for any length of time will tell you when they feel like crap, when they're going through either they're sad or depressed or maybe have a cold, their vibration is lower, right? Is harder for them to connect, or maybe they have something else going on. It's harder for them to, because spirit and, you know, source does not lower its vibration to communicate with us. We, as earthly beings, have to, raise our vibration to connect to source or whatever entity we're wishing to connect to. So, you know, we have to break through a lot of energetic barriers to, you know, to connect with, you know, that realm or of energy. And so if we're already dealing with things, not only physically, but emotionally and everything else, you know, the body is your temple, right? Mind, body, and spirit. If you're feeling like crap, guess what? Your connection's going to be like crap. It's just like a cell phone. You know, if your battery is dead, you're going to start connecting and it's going to go dead. It happened to me the other day talking to my mom. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, I saw somebody post the other day, I think on social media, we would never let our cell phone batteries go dead. Why would we allow our energy to do that? You know, plug the damn thing in, take time for you, increase your vibration like Sam was talking about, increase it. And I get it. We can't always walk around like exuberant and, you know, so high vibey, but guess what? We can take steps to get there. And if you're connecting, your connection for sure. Getting back to your question, Walt, absolutely. If you're flying on top of the world as far as vibration and you're feeling great, everything's going to be bang, bang, bang. You're going to be, you know, just awesome connection. Other days, if you're down kind of in the dumps, whatever, not feeling well, guess what? Maybe it's a good day to shut off the TV in a sense and say, you know what? Maybe I need to focus on my body or me instead of worrying about source, because it's always going to be there, and focus on this, because if we are the vessel, can't help nobody if we don't help ourselves, right?
So, boy, is that true. Yeah, you got to have something to give before you can give it.
I had a big question for Sam. Cause you were saying that, you know, you've been doing this for connecting, in various forms for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about some of the journey a little bit because you've, you know, you've gone through what maybe some would call the dark night of the soul, you know, dealing with things that are, you know, heavy and things that are light and just a lot of different experiences. What would be something, because a lot of people that are starting, like, you know, or just remembering, it would be actually a better word, just now remembering about their spiritual abilities. But if they're just starting, because a lot of people feel nowadays, it's like, I should already be up on the mountaintop with the Zen Buddha, you know, I should be the guru or whatever. They feel that, you know, they look at the scale aspect and, you know, when we're comparing ourselves to others or other people's journey and all that, you know, what would be something that you would share, you know, with them? And then also maybe something, that you learned along your journey in your many years of doing this thus far.
I just think it's perfectly normal to have this resistance to the light or source or whatever you want to call it. You know, you can only speak from your own personal experience because we've all been on a different path. We've all had a different upbringing. We've all got different scenarios going on of experiences in life. But whatever it's been that we have got in our heads, that whatever this is, and if we don't think that it's good, pure good, we're going to have some resistance to it. It's perfectly normal that we've got all wonky information going on in our minds. And we are all naturally seeking this, I believe, as well. And it really is a matter of just getting yourself on the path, whatever it is. You know, and for me, I mean, cause I've been a rock drummer for a lot of my life as well, right? So I did the whole rock and roll trip. I did the drugs. I did the men. I did everything you could imagine, right? And it was my happy place. It was my happy place, right? And, but it was still part of the resistance to this goodness. Now I had a big chip on my shoulder about what was good. I had a weird thought in my head that good things are not actually good. When I saw good people, they were not my kind of people.
Uh-huh.
So be aware that we have a lot of weird perceptions going on in our minds about what this is all about, you know? Right. But for many of us, it does take that catalyst to push us over the event horizon that we finally go, enough of this negativity, enough of all of this stuff that I don't want. I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a little crack and to see what's on the other side, you know? But I do think that's why people like myself, I absolutely love talking about this stuff and empowering people to take that step into it, you know, because it's like, it has been worth it. And I'm glad I'm somebody that has, like, you know, worked through it. And I can say to recovering addicts that there is hope. I can say to people that are like miserably depressed in their lives that there is hope at the end of all of this, but you need to seek it out and you have to care about how you feel. This has to be the most important thing to remember, that you must care about how you feel, and how you feel matters.
It does matter. And that's a very important point. In fact, it raises an interesting question in my mind that I'd like you to address. And that is, I mean, you already touched on how easy it is for us to focus our attention on all the stuff we don't like and all this stuff that we label as negative and so forth, and forget to focus our attention on stuff that we like, that feels good to us. I mean, that's the basic pivot that Abraham talks about, that you're shifting your attention over. But sometimes it's not so easy to do. So I kind of have this imagination that over the last 20 years, you've developed a number of different ways to kind of catch yourself when you're in that negative spiral and reverse track by pivoting in some way. So I'm curious, what are some of your favorite ways to pivot?
Well, I just want to say straight off that there is a serious problem going on with our universe, right? It's called the law of attraction.
I hadn't heard of it called a problem before. That's interesting. Okay.
No, it's a serious problem that is not being addressed on the planet. And people have to talk about this, right? Because the trouble is, it's not just a case of, oh, I've been a bit like negative and this and that. The trouble is, and you know what I'm going to say already because you're laughing. I like to call it the magnetic mind as well. Okay. There's another word here, you know, the magnetic mind, meaning whatever the hell we are focusing upon, it is getting stronger. So if you have stoked the fire of that not liking your mother-in-law or something like that, whatever subject it is, if you've been stoking that fire in a way that is not, you know, favorable and it feels awful, you will have amassed a horrible energy that you cannot escape from easily. Now, the truth is the opposite as well. This, the more you stoke the fire, something really awesome and wonderful is going to grow and get beautiful and amazing. And this is why we're here, isn't it, guys? To tell people that there is this thing called the law of attraction. It is magnetic force in the mind. It's a force between a human being's mind and thoughts, and the way out. Now, this is my perspective and this is what I'm going to say. The way out is alignment with source energy, because source energy's got the power. It's got the power to kick you out of those thoughts. When you start focusing in on source energy, it is powerful. I believe it's more powerful than the negative, but I know they're probably they're probably equal, let's just say, because it depends what you're thinking about in how equal it is, because it's all a matter of value. It's, you put value into that negative thought. I do it all the time. And to answer your question, but I just sort of had to say that first. Where are you? You've gone.
My video just went crazy. It'll be back.
There we go.
Wow. Yes, we just going sort supernova. Of. Supernova.
He's transforming right in front of our eyes.
Yes. I'll just end on this question by saying what I do is I very quickly catch it at the early stages. As Abraham says, I acknowledge that I'm starting to think something I do not feel good about. And I go distract, distract, distract. Do everything you can to stop that thinking. Do everything you can just to stop that thinking. And the problem with this is that people think that it means you do not care. And that's why they don't do it. This is a big problem about the care level of people are have in their minds. We think that if you're not thinking about the starving children, if you're not thinking about your sick grandmother and feeling really bad and awful about it, you are not an upstanding human being. And this is something we've got to knock out, because the law of attraction is at play here. We can care about people, and just going to say, the more in alignment we are, the stronger we are, the more people we're going to be able to help in our lifetimes as well. We will be untouchable. You will be so in your positive energy that you can go out to Ethiopia and stand on the garbage heaps and laugh with the children and help the children and help people, you know, in all different ways. When you are in alignment, you are happy. You are happy. You are a paramedic who is laughing and happy and jovial and loving and caring. You're a loving, kind, caring person. But we've got to get ourselves in the right alignment with this. And negative energy has to be thought of as a pretty serious poison.
Well, I'm really glad that you gave us advance warning that you have a tendency to hit 5 on the enthusiasm scale. Because when my monitor did go out and my background went crazy, I knew exactly what was going on. So I didn't panic.
Right.
You know, it was good. It was all very clear. It's like, oh, okay. Well, this is just, you know, the internet is going down and we'll be okay.
Source has got her back. We're all right. We don't need the internet. But thank you for asking me that question. Well, I know I do get very passionate. I do.
Just a tad.
We just wait till you see 7.
Right.
I think I'm going to have to adjust my monitor settings here. Otherwise, we aren't going to be able to handle this. Maybe I'll do like a backup or something. But anyway, yeah, I love the enthusiasm. That's great. I mean, I almost hesitate to ask this, but Dean, I mean, is it as obvious to you as it is to me from your psychic perspective? It's like everything that Sam is just like laid out there. It's not like there's anything hidden. There's nothing that's kind of in the background.
Well,
like,
you know,
it's going to come out and bite or something.
I got to really admit this, watching Sam speak. So I was, you know, watching her obviously on the monitor here speaking, and it's really fun to watch her energy field change. So if you think of little, you know, if you will, like audio, you know, graph around her, and you're, you know, and it was just really fun to watch that. And it was, so I was like, oh yeah, that's really fun to watch. And also the colors, and not just because of your backdrop, but you know, the aura colors, if you will. So that was really fun. And you know, yeah, absolutely. And it's fun to be around people that are so enthusiastic about not only what they're pursuing, but passionate about it, right? Just about it, not only their own journey, but just it in general.
Oh, I tell you what,
right?
It's just the most awesome blessing that could ever have been beholded upon myself in this lifetime. You know, and I personally just want to do the best job I possibly can, you know, and I really, really want to stand on big platforms as well, you know, as time goes on. I feel it coming. It's coming. And I'm preparing for it big time.
Awesome.
You know? I am. These things need to be said. They need to be said in a very, very direct and loving, very powerful way, you know.
Well, and what a crazy time that we're living in now, because we have, I mean, a crazy cool time, because we have these platforms. I mean, not only, you know, talking about not only the internet, but the more technology that's been added to reach more of the masses, even though, like, if you're pursuing the TEDx's and the different speaking physical platforms, but how cool is it that you could physically be, you know, wherever you're living now, and then reach all the way across the world and talking to us in a couple points in the United States? It's, I mean, fascinating to me that we can, you know, and it's this validation really that, you know, science has finally caught up to, you know, the energy aspect, the, you know, what we've been talking about for years, right?
And Dean, I really want to make it a mission of mine as well in this lifetime to really try and breach that, those two worlds, the science world and the spiritual world. I've been having visions as well about the future and future inventions that are going to be able to really be evolved through the scientists' participation with source energy. And once they get into alignment with broader perspective and infinite intelligence, we are going to see a major shift on this world and on this planet. And I'm feeling it's going to be to do with gravity, and it's going to be to do with magnetics, magnetic forces, and also the energy of love. I feel as though that these things combined, and when our scientists are able to emotionally align and understand how this stuff truly works, we are going to see things we have never even dreamt of. So I really feel, because my husband as well is very scientific. I'm the spiritual. I'm the spiritual.
You gotta have the yin and the yang, right?
Oh yeah, so you got the yin and the yang going here, guys.
I love it.
So you know. So he's very, very, very intelligent to do with the sciences. And I'm obviously very, very up on the spiritual stuff. And so there's going to be just some amazing stuff coming out.
So this go ahead. No, you go ahead, Dean.
Sorry. I was going to ask Sam if you foresee, like, instead of people going to get their COVID-19 vaccine shot, that you go in and get your shot of love, your love vaccine, right?
So the love vaccine.
You know, get the love vaccine, and just, it's the cure all for everything.
Then we'll probably write a song about it.
I think we need to do it.
It's coming. It is right? coming. And it's not even a joke even.
Right. No, I know. I'm serious. Yeah, it's serious as well.
I truly believe that the way that we're going, love is the energy that we have been missing scientifically. I believe it needs to be an element on the periodic table.
It does.
Yeah. It needs to be, because I honestly, no, I'm not even joking. I really think that love has elements. It has elements. It has laws. It has physical laws and elements that are being ignored by the scientific community. And this is the big coming together that has to happen for our world to seriously take spirit seriously.
Right. So if it appears on the periodic table of elements, then I presume it's going to have an atomic mass of infinity. And I'm not sure what the symbol is going to be. Is it going to be like a heart sign? I'm not sure exactly what it'll be, but it's got to be at the end of the table. Yep. It's got to be
pure positive energy, positive energy, because it has elements and it has properties that one must understand. But it may not be, be able to be proven with numbers. But we're going to go past the number element of this. It's a new science.
Well, I mean, if the atomic number is infinity, I mean, that basically blows most maths anyway. I mean,
right.
You're dealing with infinite mass at that point. Now you need calculus. So, you know, don't worry about that side.
It's just going to be phenomenal. I know I'm not going to see it all in my lifetime, but I know it's coming. I'm
going to
be a person that's going to be saying it. But anyhow, I'm going to be starting it. I'm so excited. Right. I'm so excited. I'm going to get this rolling somehow. I don't know how, guys. It's just, you know, it's in my head.
One day in the future, Sam, they'll play this video. See, she was talking about it here.
That's right.
Yes. Right?
We just hit 6 on the Sam Richter scale, so just work with
it. There you go. He's got
there's nothing wrong with your set. Yeah, it really is actually going out of whack because of this. But
very exciting.
One of the things that we talk about a lot here on the show, particularly with the crew on Friday, Linda Armstrong and Rita Giganti, and Dean's actually been on one of those episodes, is the fact that so many people are talking about the general rise in energy level, spiritual energy level among people here on Earth, particularly over the last 15 to 20 years, and right now really kicking into gear. And I don't think it's going to be much of a prediction to say that you're on board with that one, but talk about that from your perspective. What do you see in terms of this general energy lift going on?
So wild. It's all a matter of perception. One person that is aligned with this stuff is dynamite. So who knows was, you know, all the people that were aligned back in the past as well. Perhaps there was even more in the past, Walt and Dean. But back when they were more open-minded about things like magic stuff, you know what I mean? maybe there was even more in relationship to how many people were on the earth. The percentage might have been a lot higher. I don't know the maths and the statistics, but suffice to say, I'm very pleased about anybody getting into alignment with themselves, because that's where all their power is. And that's where all their, you know, that's what you will feel, your reason why you are here on planet Earth. And you will have the momentum and the energy to carry you forward into all sorts of fabulous and incredible things. So I'm just so pleased that, you know, more the merrier, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's been fascinating, too, to ask people that question in various forms as we've had them on the show and get the different answers. Everybody seems to agree that it's all heading in that direction. But like you say, everybody perceives it a little bit differently because we all come from different perspectives. So, of course, we're going to all see it.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, the people in my radius that are around here, I would say maybe 1% are getting this kind of level of happiness and contentment and peace. I go out and look out on the street. They're moaning. They're complaining. They're, you know, they're doing everything you could possibly imagine that's not in their best interest. You know, but everyone's trying the best they can. Everyone's doing the best they can. I honestly believe that everybody's given a shot at it, and they're making a decision whether they want it or not.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. When you were leave
them to it.
Yeah. When you were talking a moment ago about how there may have been people in the past who were more in tune with the magic of it, so to speak, it made me think of an old quote by the the author of a book from the 1970s called Future Shock, Alvin Toffler. One of the things that he mentioned in that book is, and I'm probably going to screw up the quote, but something to the effect that any sufficiently advanced form of technology is indistinguishable from magic. And literally, that's what I was thinking about when you talked about the fact that more people were in tune with the magic. We have technological leaps going on right now. And every time we take a technological leap, the next one in the long series, it feels like, oh, we just found another form of magic. We just added more magic to, you know, the bag of magic tricks, so to speak.
There's so much more, isn't there? Our imaginations, that is just where it's at. That's why we really want to just keep on growing them and being really open to these ideas of vision. We really want to be open to the ideas of daydreaming and receiving. Like for me, my practice is quieting my mind down. So I allow source to speak to me on a daily basis. Every day for about 20 minutes, I set the intention. I summon source very intentionally. I go for it. Absolutely go for it. Say, I am here. I know you are there. Hello. I am ready to receive. And now I'm going to shut up.
Ah, yes. Do you feel actually like you are part of source? I mean, we're taught that we are, but do you actually feel it?
Absolutely. I think we're in an absolute like co-creation. But I also think that source is so huge and unfathomable to the imagination almost, but absolutely is within me. I'll put hand on heart and say that it's there.
How do you perceive it? I mean, how does it come across? Like Dean gets psychic messages. What do you get? How do you connect to it?
It speaks to me. They speak to me. They speak to me. And I know the difference between receiving information and me thinking information.
Okay. Does that sound familiar, Dean? Is that similar to what you experience?
No, absolutely. No, I completely agree with that. There's a difference between, in at least in my perspective as well, that, you know, whether I'm connecting with, you know, one intention, whether I'm connecting to somebody's grandmother or whatever, it's completely different than when I'm thinking it, right? And even though I use a lot of different words when I'm conveying what I'm receiving, but at the same time, if it's me, it usually comes out like me, like, you know, try to be my humor or just Dean's non-flower. I call it Dean's language. It's just not eloquent at all. I feel like the Mike Rowe of psychic mediums. But, you know, at the same time, even though Mike Rowe is very well spoken, but, you know, at the same, I completely agree with Sam is the difference when you're connecting to source. And it's like having a smarter, bigger, huge, big brother or sister that is just, you know, giving these golden nuggets of life advice or whatever you're connecting for. And it's just, it's not you. You know it. It's like where when you're receiving, and of course, a lot of people perceive it different, but at least for me, like when I receive it, like my whole body hears it. It's not just in my ear. It's like I like absorb it. It's like, here you go. Bloop. You know, it's like a download. I call it the download, and it's like, oh, I got a download. Hey, what was that? Oh, hey, you know, it's like somebody sends you an email, you open a file, right?
It's an extraordinary experience. It really is. And it's like, since I've been like more and more open to it, my whole body has been feeling it as well. Like these tingles all through my body and the feeling of happiness. This is the whole vibe that really has to be spoken as well. The feeling of feeling so happy, so passionate and so like, wow, that's a great idea. I'm totally going to go for it. I love that idea. And rolling with the energy and just enjoying the energy, not caring about anything else in the whole world, but the energy just whamming up and just revving up and having fun with it. And then just coming back to a nice calm place. And that source as well, the peace, the serenity, you know, there's all these different things about source. It's happy. It's everything that is not feeling horrible.
Right. We are getting reports now of people who are saying that their internet is down. Don't worry. Do not adjust your set. We'll be back shortly. Just wanted to let you know it's okay. Everything's going to be fine.
Oh, this is such a great, it's such a great, but the thing is, well, everybody can do this for themselves. Yeah. Everyone's got this in them. That's my message to you. If you're listening, you have it in you. Don't think, oh, she's got it. She's all right. Blah, blah. You know, it's all right for her. All right for Sam. All happy clappy. Me, I'm, you know, feeling like crap. Forget that for the minute. You've got it in you, right? Listen, I was like a dope smoking, you know, statue sitting in a flat on the dole, like, you know.
I have to admit, I'm having trouble imagining that, to be perfectly honest. I've known a few druggies in my life, and I'm having trouble making the connection. Here I have Sam talking to me. Here's Sam 20 years ago. Where's the connection on that? I'm not getting it.
This is so good, though. So, you know, the thing is, what I received, it was free as well. Woo! And this is my thing as well. While, you know, and Dean, I want to give this away for as much as possible for free and completely trust the universe in my well-being. Because I just want to just, you know, roll with the energy and not be stopped by anything like silly things like money, you know? So it's like, I was given this freely and I want to give this freely. And, you know, the thing is, we've all got it in us, but you just need to listen to people that have done it. You need to listen to the language. You got to listen to the way the mindset works and have some faith and hope that it is possible.
When you were talking for a moment there about having this desire to just get it out there, you know, you described it as doing it for free. You weren't interested in any kind of like a fee structure of it. That's kind of been my motivation with the podcast from the moment that I started. The other half of the motivation was I was still trying to figure out what all this law of attraction stuff was. So I figured I'll just bring in a bunch of experts and I'll have it explained to me and then I'll know, I'll understand this stuff. And the plan worked beautifully. But the fact was from the very beginning, I wanted it to be just, I want to get the information out there. Yeah. So I totally resonate with you on that one. Yeah.
I love that. I really love that as well. And it's another testimony to one's like understanding how the universe works, you know, just understanding how it works. It's not a straight line. It's not just an A to B to C to D. It is about the journey.
It's just a line goes all these different, and then it gets to B, but it goes to A to B.
Yes, sometimes, if you're lucky.
Sometimes it goes through D and C first, but it gets to B eventually. You
know. Sometimes it goes to ACDC as well.
Yes, right, exactly. Another musical, what's the word I'm looking for? Illusion, that's the word I was looking for, yes.
Listen, if you want to see me go to 11, put on ACDC.
Uh-oh, more reports of internet outage. Oh, dear, okay.
I can't control myself
my video's gone. Look at you, knocked my video off.
Just knocked it off. I tell you what.
Say ACDC and that just did it.
That's just, and we thought this only happened on Friday shows. True. Friday episodes. It's amazing what kinds of energy surges we have. But looks like we have introduced them on the Tuesday show
There you go. Setting new standards, Walt. Way to go.
That's right.
That's so fun. I've so enjoyed being here as well. I know we're coming towards the end. So thank you so much. You know, it's just been awesome.
It's certainly an honor to learn more about you, Sam. I have one quick question though.
Yeah,
if we have time is, you know, Sam, you talk about like being, you know, how you talked about how it's, just you feel that radiate this happiness and everything once you're, when you're with source and connected to and all this stuff and radiating through your body, right? You mentioned that. I wanted to ask something because a lot of people don't talk about this is the changes you have gone through to your physical body when it comes to energy ascension, when it comes to connecting, because the different sensations can be different for different individuals. And I'm wondering if you would be willing to talk about that and maybe some of your experiences with that.
Good.
And some of the pros and cons of, you know, maybe what you've done, because I know there's people out there struggling with that, saying, oh my God, I have an energy hangover, or the empath dealing with, you know, feeling like they got their ass in a you know, the ditch somewhere. You know, it's like they went out drinking, yeah, but they didn't drink, right? So those folks.
Well, it's all about your thoughts again. If you're thinking, right, that you're stoking that fire, for me, I mean, and I know I'm not trying to like toot my own horn and this and that, right? But listen,
toot away, go for it.
You know, since I've been on this path, right, I've lost 5 stone. You know, obviously gave up drinking drugs and all that stuff, right? I am the best shape I've ever been in my life, right? I'm 52, and I am like, I've got, you know, my body is like a teenager's body still. Honestly, I can't believe, you know, and it's another side effect of aligning with source energy. Right. And I hope that really inspires people as well, that like you roll back the clock. You know, the clock, just your youthfulness just comes back to you, or it, listen, I look better now than I did when I was 35. You know, I'm better now. I honestly, you know, so I just say I'm the same thing again and again and again. We got to understand our negative patterns of thinking and get rid of it. Get rid of it. Stop it. Just stop it. Just stop those thoughts, right? As best you can. And we do it by self-talk, self-love, self-talk. Keep on encouraging yourself that, you know, alignment's the way to go, that like your body's going to heal itself, and that there's no, don't use any excuse in the world not to be happy. Don't use any excuse in the whole world to, because he did this, or because the government did that, or because this and that happened, or because my child did that, blah, blah, blah. You know, I mean, don't use any excuses. To me, because I'm a recovering addict, I get it. I get that we use drugs in order to, like, you know, manage our lives. We also use negative thoughts in order to, like, stop the flow of source. This is the thing. You know, we got to understand that source is an energy. And it has a particular way of speaking and being. And when you align with it, you will feel fabulous. Mm. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I could put hand on heart for myself and say how fabulous I feel since I've been working on the alignment.
I believe
that's
it too.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It comes right back down to your relationship with source. Why are you blocking it? And what are you using? Yeah, there's drugs and alcohol and cigarettes, but we're also using our mother. We're also using our husband. We're also using everybody and everything. We're using COVID. We're using those old shoes. We're using everything we could possibly think of that is not like a happy thing. Listen, I know this sounds like it does. I don't care, and nothing's ever going to get sorted if you get into this happy clappy mindset. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh yeah, you know, like we're just going to put, you know, you're just not going to be looking at anything. The opposite is true, because the people have skills that are in the right places at the right time, and they are skilled like you wouldn't believe, right? Well beyond you and I, right? And if they're in alignment, they will be getting transmutations from source that is going to sort out these massive world problems.
Wow. Incredible. Absolutely. I do a little translation for the American audience who may not realize what a stone is. A stone equals 14 pounds. So when she says she lost 5 stone, that's 70 pounds, folks. Just to give you a little context.
Wow. Yeah. That is through the love of the divine. That is through the love and the knowing and the trust in the divine.
That's pretty cool. Hey, before we lose you, I imagine that you have stuff going on where people can reach out to you. I don't know if you have any particular activities or events that you do, but how do people reach out to you? How can they find you?
I have a new website.
Ooh, she has a website. All right. Welcome to the 21st century.
Nice.
I know, what is going on? It's all happening over here. Right. So it's www.fairysam.com. That's ready, Sam. fairysam.co.uk.
Okay.
And also I'm just Serenity Sam on Facebook. If you just put Serenity Sam in, you will find me, because I'm the one that looks slightly crazy and like an alien.
So there you have it, folks. Look for the alien on Facebook. You can't miss it. Nice. Completely different from every other picture that you see on there. And I got to tell you, this has been fun. This has been a very high-five experience. Fun. Yeah, we really appreciate you coming on. Dean, any last words before we sign off?
No, I just want to say, Sam, it's been a absolute honor and privilege to be able to get to meet you and get to know you a little bit. It's like Walt said, it's been really fun. So thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for being with us and raising the vibe. We really appreciate that so much. Yes. And we also appreciate our listeners because, quite honestly, we wouldn't have a podcast without listeners. So we really appreciate you too. Absolutely. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.